Dulce et Decorum Est by Wilfred Owen.
Bent double, like old beggars under sacks, knock-kneed, coughing like hags, we cursed through sludge, till on the haunting flares we turned our backs, and towards our distant rest began to trudge. Men marched asleep. Many had lost their boots, but limped on, bloodshod. All went lame, all blind, drunk with fatigue, death even to the hoots of gas shells dropping softly behind. Gas, gas, quick boys! An ecstasy of fumbling, fitting the clumsy helmets just in time. But someone still was yelling out and stumbling and floundering like a man in fire or lime. Dim through the misty panes and thick green light, as under a green sea, I saw him drowning. In all my dreams before my helpless sight, he plunges at me, guttering, choking, drowning. If in some smothering dreams you too could pace behind the wagon that we flung him in, and watch the white eyes writhing in his face, his hanging face, like a devil sick of sin, if you could hear at every jolt the blood come gargling from the froth-corrupted lungs bitter as the cud of vile, incurable sores on innocent tongues. My friend, you would not tell with such high zest to children, ardent for some desperate glory, the old lie, dulce et decorum est, pro patria mori.
Has Your Soul Sipped by Wilfred Owen. Has your soul sipped of the sweetness of all sweets? Has it well supped, but yet hungers and sweats? I have been witness of a strange sweetness, all fancy surpassing, past all supposing. Passing the rays of the rubies of morning, or the soft rise of the moon, or the meaning known to the rose of her mystery and mourning. Sweeter than nocturnes of the wild nightingale, or than love's nectar after life's gall. Sweeter than ardours of dying loves. Sweeter than death and dreams hereafter to one in dearth, or life and its laughter, or the proud wound the victor wears, or the last end of all wars, or the sweet murder after long guard unto the martyr smiling at God. To me was that smile faint as a one-worn myth, faint and exceeding small on a boy's murdered mouth. Though from his throat the life-tide leaps, there was no threat on his lips. But with the bitter blood and the death smell, all his life's sweetness bled into a smile.
Soldier's Dream by Wilfred Owen. I dreamed kind Jesus fouled the big gun gears and caused a permanent stoppage in all bolts, and buckled with a smile Mausers and Colts, and rusted every bayonet with his tears, and there were no more bombs, of ours or theirs, not even an old flintlock, not even a pike, but God was vexed and gave all power to Michael. And when I woke, he'd seen to our repairs.